It is the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning, normally around 7 or 8, but now it's around 10, no big deal. But on Tuesdays, always joined by the Independence Chamber of Commerce today, Director Lisa Wilson. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to have you in. No issue whatsoever rescheduling, so if you ever have any issues, the 10, 9, and 10 o'clock hours is always open for you. So we just appreciate that you're able to come on down and let us know what is going on in the City of Independence.
Yeah,
so.
Make that big drive over here to...
Long
to the
distance.
Other side
that's
of the county.
Right.
Long distance. Well, final week of September. I know that spells out a couple of things, but then obviously we've got a big month of October in front of us with some dates definitely to get down. But for now, let's wrap up the month of September.
All right. So it starts today with, you know, as you always say, Tuesday means recycling.
Yes, it does.
So I will say that, but I will be talking in just a little bit about something even bigger than recycling that will be coming up in October. But as you said, let's finish up September. So today is recycling on Tuesday at 21st of Maple from 11 to 1. We also have some two events that the YPIs, those are the Young Professionals of Independence, are hosting, and one of them will be Thursday and one will be Friday. So Thursday they have what is called Network and Chill. It's a quarterly networking event for all the young professionals. This particular one will be at Brothers Railroad Inn, which is a very nice restaurant. It's at 113 South Penn Avenue, if someone doesn't know where that is. As I said, the event will be this Thursday, the 27th, and it's at 5 o'clock. And you just come, you network, you socialize, you see your old friends, you meet new friends. You can join if you would like. You can just come and check it out and see if it's something that you would like to participate in. But I do encourage all of our young professionals to get involved in that and stay engaged, because they have a lot of things that they're working on, a lot of civic projects that they're working on. And then they even do fun family activities, which is the second thing that they have planned. And that is YPI Family Fun Night and Member Appreciation. That's Friday night. Starting at 5 o'clock, there will be tailgating. And then there's the football kickoff at 7 o'clock, which is also a homecoming game for the IHS Bulldogs.
That's right.
And if you want to go to that Family Fun Night with the YPIs, call the chamber office at 331-1890 and RSVP. That way they have a lot, you know, enough pop and hot dogs and chips for everybody.
Yeah, prepared.
So, like I said, a couple of really fun YPI events to mark on your calendar. And if you want to know more about just the entire YPI organization, again, you can call the chamber and we can fill you in on all of that.
What kind of growth have you seen with the young professionals over there?
Quite a bit. I think we are probably holding at about 75 participants, and so it's an active group. And like I said, they're sometimes they do family events, so you'll see different YPIs involved in those events, and then you'll see the golf tournaments or the network and chills, you know, just different things, or the civic projects. Like right now, they're working on the basketball courts on Park Boulevard, which is down by our ball fields, and they needed some TLC, and so they've kind of adopted that project. They've, I believe it's all resurfaced. They're going to be putting a pirate head on there and a bulldog head and putting up some new nets and just making that basketball court, you know, really nice. So,
yeah, you know, and I think that getting those young professionals involved, that kind of gets them on the path of becoming stakeholders in your community, where eventually you're going to see future city commissioners and legislative leaders even, perhaps.
That's exactly why we're excited about the program, because the future of Independence is with our next generation, and we have to groom them. We have to mentor them and help them and inspire them, because they're energetic and they have great ideas, and sometimes they're just new enough into everything that they don't know how to get plugged in, and these are opportunities for them to really, you know, stick their toe into the water put their creative ideas to work and make a difference in the community. So absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a good group of people. We're excited.
Yeah. It's good for them to also be able to network and make friends as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Because it's hard as a young professional, if you're new to a community, to get connected to other people your age.
It is, and you want that retention. You know, you want, just like you, you know, we want you, the young people, we want them to come to the community, and we can get them here, but we want them to stay. And the way to get them to stay is to get them involved and, you know, make them feel like that they're needed and wanted and help
because
them
they
make
are.
Friends. Absolutely they are. Yes, that's exactly the mission. And also so that they, you know, they do make new friends because, you know, they're working hard and, you know, they're going to work every day and sometimes they're just surrounded by the people that they work with. And there are a lot of other people in the community that they can meet through activities such as YPI. So,
yep. So Sam, we're going to sign you up.
You've been trying to since they started it. I'm telling you.
You should get signed up. And I think Coffeeville has a program too. So you could just pick one or both and get involved.
One or the other. Yeah. Which one? So, well, speaking of community, looks like there is a community fair going on this week as well.
There is. So our library, I know Coffeeville has an amazing library and Independence has an amazing library as well. And they put on Rock the Block. And it's this Thursday, the 27th, from 5 to 7, kind of just on the lawn of the library. I think this might be the third, if not the fourth, year that they've done this. They're going to have a live mural painting, which I think would be really cool to witness. They're going to have carnival games for all the kids, a community organization fair, which means that like all of our civic clubs and organizations will be out there so that they can tell people, what does Rotary do? What does Optimists do? What do the Women of Seroptimus do? The Lions Club, you know, so that they can grow their membership. And they're going to be sharing information about all of the community organizations and then a lot more things they've, you know, that they have planned. But anyway, I think the weather's going to be great and it'll be a nice evening. And just head over to the library after work from 5 to 7.
All right. And then Saturday looks like wrapping up the month of September with quite a bit, starting early morning. Obviously, the walk with a purpose, and then, my goodness, plenty of items happening coming up Saturday, including a showing of one of my favorite Disney movies. I believe, is it Disney?
Pixar.
Pixar. That's what we're, I think they're together now, but yeah, Pixar was when they made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but either way, we've got a big weekend and a big 29th coming up here.
We do. So you mentioned Bulldog Pride Walk with a Purpose, and I would encourage everyone to get out because now's the time for us to clean up the community in preparation for Nuwala.
Yep.
So we always want to put a little extra spit shine to the community during that, you know, the weeks leading up to Nuwala. So get out and participate. You can meet at Bulldog Station at 323 East Main. We walk for just one quick hour, 9 to 10, bring a trash bag, and help us clean up the community. Once you're done with that, Bulldog Station is not far from the Wesley Center of the First United Methodist Church. You can just walk on over and enjoy a great car show. The Methodists are working to raise money for missions, and they're doing this car show in the parking lot behind the Wesley Center. They've done this, I think, now for some years. It's always a good time, and again, I think it'll be fun to see all these cars all shined up you know, again, it's a car show, and it's also an opportunity to give to a great cause and help out the church. And then Eclectics. I was just in Eclectics Art Gallery yesterday talking to Andrea Sitton, and oh my goodness, have you ever been to Eclectics?
No, I drive by it all the time, and I have not yet been in there.
Yeah, you should go. It's a well-kept secret, and we need to make sure that
it
stops.
Gets out there.
Yes.
All right.
So Eclectics is a group of artisans, probably about 15 of them, and they all work together. They put all of their artistic work in the store, so you can see sculpture, you can see stained glass, you can see ceramics, watercolors, alcohol ink, jewelry. There's postcards, there's all kinds of things. And there's things from, you know, a few dollars and, you know, on up.
Yeah.
There's small things that would be great gift items. They do gift baskets. They also do all of these classes. Like if you go to the back of the store, you can go with your friends and sign up to take all of these classes. And they have all the materials prepared for you. You just show up. And
that's the way I like to do art.
They just give you instruction, and by the time you're all done, you walk out feeling very, very artistic. But Anyway, we're very fortunate to have Eclectics Art Gallery, so I'm going to give them a big shout out. They are at 311 North Penn Avenue, and this weekend they're doing Chalk Couture with Andrea Sitton, and they have lots of other activities planned. So check out their Facebook page and get connected to Eclectics. And then you said we're wrapping up the month with our last movie night, The Incredibles.
The Incredibles.
It has been an incredible movie season. And we're excited about this last one. We're going to have Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl will be down there. We're going to have a bounce house. We might be having some extra treats in store from the Baptist Church. They've told me that they're working on a few things. And the library will be down there doing Pin the Mask on Jack-Jack. And, of course, Independence Cinemas provides all the warm, hot, you know, popcorn from the movie theater. And it's being sponsored by Independence Family Medicine and Newkirk Dennis and Buckles. And I do say that because without the sponsorship of our businesses, we couldn't pay for the licenses to have movie night. And with their sponsorship, we're able to just provide all of these things completely and totally for free. And there's not very many communities that have events like this in downtown for everyone, where you can actually leave the purse in the car and have an amazing time. So because the sun sets early, pre-show activities are at 6:30 and showtime will be at 7:30. And it's just been a great season. And in closing, when I talk about that, I want to say a special thank you to our fire and EMS, because they come out every movie night and help us hoist up and take down a 30-plus-foot movie screen that is no small task, and they help us bring out all of our supplies and unload, and then they hang out down there and spend time with the kids and then help us clean up. So kudos and shout outs to them, because I very much appreciate Sean Wallace and David Cowan and all of the fire and EMS. And I forgot to mention some other Incredibles that are going to be down there are the ICC Pirates football players. Now, they're not having the best season right now, but they are incredible because they're working hard and they're playing hard. And I just know that it's all going to gel and come together when they take on Butler on Butler's field on October the 6th. They have a bye? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
They have a weekend off this weekend. And so they're going to come down to movie night and take pictures with the kids. So, I just encourage everybody to be supportive of all those young athletes that are coming into our community, some local players, and, you know, they need that encouragement. It's been a rough three games for us, so.
Yeah, and regardless of how they're playing, young people will still look up to them, you know, because, they're out there every week playing hard.
They are.
And working and striving to get better. It's less about the record and more about, you know, the big college football players.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I was reading this article the other day, and it was about how you act on the football field because of the kids watching or whatever. But it is right. All they see is a guy in a uniform with a cool helmet on, and, hey, I want to be that. I don't care what your record is. I don't care even if you're the kicker that sits on the bench until we need him to. You're still wearing that uniform, you still look good, you know, in that helmet and in the jersey as a team. So yeah, no, I can, you know, firsthand say that it was very cool to just see athletes, regardless of who it was, even if I didn't know who it was. I mean, you could be young enough to where it's not even, you don't even know names at that point, but hey, he's got a cool jersey on, cool helmet, and sparks my interest. So yeah, kids will be all over that.
That's right. And I hope all of us as adults go up and pat those guys on the back and give them some words of encouragement and tell them how much that we appreciate them playing hard for our community and just to keep up the good work. Because, yes, I was at a meeting with one of the players the other day, and you know, they were talking about they get up at like 4:30 in the morning because they have to get on a bus and get to the practice field and practice and get all their practicing in. Then they come back, and then they go to class, and then they have weights, and then they have study hall, then meetings and all of this.
It's a full-time
I don't know
job.
How they do it.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a full-time job, certainly. It is. So, and you always appreciate, you know, universities or colleges, whichever, that help athletes or other students that, you know, maybe don't have time to go out and get jobs or don't have time to go get food or something like that. And I know ICC provides both of those very well for them. So.
Right. Well, and speaking of ICC, they have another big day coming up on October the 1st. So we're just going to kick off the month by celebrating the grand opening of Fab Lab 2.0.
That's right.
So, yeah. So we already have this amazing Fab Lab available to us. In fact, I'm sending out one of our employees tomorrow to etch some glasses for a family reunion that we have, not personally, but the chamber is helping a group of people bring a family reunion into our community, and we're etching some glasses for them. And, you know, if we didn't have the Fab Lab available to us, we couldn't do all those extra little nice touches. And a lot of our small businesses couldn't make their signs for the outsides of their stores so affordably, and print marketing materials and everything. But this new expansion that they're getting ready to unveil is nothing short of amazing. So I invite the community out to, again, the grand opening celebration of Fab Lab 2.0. It's Monday, October the 1st from noon to 7. We're going to have a ribbon cutting for them at 12:15, just shortly after noon. And put that on your calendar. So
right.
That will be something to check out.
That is... You know, we have Jim Carell on quite a bit here talking about the Fab Lab. And,
yes.
You know, just it is. It's a wonderful asset.
Yep. Well, it looks like we talked with Tricia Purton about this yesterday, but might as well hit on it here a little bit. And then I know you wanted to get into this Independence Cleanup Day that we hit on before we hit to the bottom of the hour here. So real quick, just kind of when is that second congressional district forum? Where is it happening? And then we'll get right into Cleanup Day.
Okay. It will be on October the 3rd at the Civic Center from 6:30 to 8, and the entire community is welcome. And what I've been told is Republican candidate Steve Watkins, Democratic candidate Paul Davis, and Libertarian Kelly Stanley will all be there. And, again, it's at the Civic Center, which is at the lower level of Memorial Hall.
All right. Good stuff. Now, here it is. We got a whole flyer and everything for it. You had mentioned today's Recycling Day, but come October 6th, looks like you guys got a community-wide cleanup effort here.
We do. We do. So it will be Saturday, October the 6th at 21st and Maple from 8 to 3. It's city residents only. You must show your utility bill or your driver's license with an address within independent city limits to participate. It'll be residential waste only. No business or commercial waste is accepted. But residential items to consider to bring would be air conditioners, appliances. Freon needs to be removed. Residential building materials, your metals, old furniture, those hot water tanks that you're needing to get rid of, mattresses, railroad ties, even tires. And you can bring all of those things into the sanitation yard. You'll drive in, and we have it all set up in stations. So we'll also be taking household hazardous waste, such as antifreeze and batteries, household cleaners, insecticides, you know, your old paint, used oil, those kinds of things. So you'll pull in, and you'll drop off your recyclables. We'll have a station for our e-waste, you know, your cell phones, computers, and all those TVs. And then you'll go ahead and either, if you're done with that, you'll pull out, or if you still have things in your truck or your car, you'll continue on, and there will be a station where you will stop and drop off all your hazardous household waste onto a trailer, and then the county comes and picks that up. Or you'll drive on over to the tire station, drop off your tires, and then there'll be a metal station, drop off your metals, and then the other station will just be big dumpsters where you'll dump all the furniture and building materials and all of that stuff. And then in addition to that, you can also do some personal document shredding on the days leading up to that. On Thursday and Friday, you can go out to Class LTD, which is at 1128 West Main, and you can enter through their back door on the east side, and they'll take all your personal documents and shred them for you, such as clean dry paper, your personal checks, your tax returns. And then also the tree dump is open on that Saturday, and it's from 8 to 3 as well. And you'll go out on East College Avenue, and you'll go south on 10th Street and follow the signs out to the tree dump. And you can drop off trees and limbs and leaves and yard waste out there. And that's usually something you have to pay to take your stuff out there, too. So it's all free that day. You want to make sure that you get everything all cleaned up. If you're needing assistance getting items to the cleanup day. Let's say you have something and it's a hot water heater and you drive a Camry like I do. Well, that's not going to work. So you can call the Independence Housing Authority at 332-2536 and request them to come by and pick up those items and bring them to the sanitation yard for you.
All right, very cool. And Lisa, we've hit the bottom of the hour here, but I know you wanted to hit on it. October 6th also means the Neowatta headquarters has their opening day. Not only that, but a long list of just kind of outline some special dates that's happening from between October 19th and 27th for that Neowatta.
Well, you'll want to get your tickets for the Addams Family musical. So when Neowatta headquarters open up, grab those. That will start on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. And then we'll have talent night and the coronation. Then on Wednesday of that week, the food stands will open up, bandstand entertainment. Then Thursday, be the Doodah Parade. Friday's Kitty Parade. Saturday's the big day with the Arts and Crafts Show, the Grand Parade at 11, Marching Band Festival at 1:30, and the complete festival will end with a finale with the Lee Greenwood concert at Memorial Hall at 7:30 in the evening. So go to Neowatta.com to get your tickets today.
Awesome. Good stuff. And then 31st, Trunk or Treat, right? Downtown.
Yes. If you are interested in having a trunk for Trunk or Treat, please give us a call at 331-1890 and we'll get you set up. I'm going to be emailing and flashing those out as well. You need to prepare for about 1,000 kids, and we had about 80 participants last year, so we had a really good turnout, and we're hoping that we have a great participation this October as well. So right now, I don't need to solicit kids. I need to solicit trunks. So yeah, help me out.
We need more candy.
That's
we need
right.
more candy. All right. That's Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Thanks so much for spending some time with us here on this Tuesday.
Thank you.
We will speak with you next week. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.